Hey, what is up, you guys? It's me, Kayla, and this week we're going to be talking about the cryptid Chupacabra. If you are new here, I post paranormal and true crime videos multiple times a week, so make sure to hit that subscribe button if you want some more. According to the Natural History Museum website, the Chupacabra is described as a fanged beast with red, glowing eyes. The beast kills goats and cattle by sucking their blood. Chupar means to suck, and cabras meaning goats. Now, the physical description of a Chupacabra sometimes varies depending on who you're asking, what region you're asking. In places like Puerto Rico and Latin America, the Chupacabra is actually often described as more of a reptilian, alien-like creature, but in the Southwest United States, people compare the Chupacabra more to like a dog with mange and like spiky back for some reason. There is actually some debate on the Chupacabra and whether or not this Southwest version is legit or not, or if they're just kind of people seeing dogs and thinking that it's the real Chupacabra from Puerto Rico, but it's really not. But we'll get into that heated debate a little bit later. Now, with cryptids, the animals or creatures are obviously not recognized by science, hence them not being animals and being called cryptids. The evidence in the science is just not there. But the first step of validating the existence of a creature is to see the sightings. So let's discuss what the first sighting was of a chupacabra and more recent sightings and just various different sightings across the world. The chupacabra sightings have been said to start in the 1970s, specifically in Puerto Rico, most likely starting in Moca, Puerto Rico in 1975. This is when a series of livestock killings were attributed to El Vampiro de Moca, which means the vampire of Moca. Now, it's kind of funny because at first people thought that the killings were done by like a Satanist group of people murdering livestock, stealing them and such. But eventually they had more and more killings throughout the island, and they noticed that each of the livestock animals actually had their bodies bled dry through small circular incisions. So it didn't really look like a traditional cult satanic, you know, slice. Ugh. But then in March of 1995, 8 sheep were found dead in Puerto Rico, all 3 of them with puncture wounds in the chest and reportedly all drained of blood as well. Now, just a few months later, an eyewitness named Madeline Tolentino reported seeing a creature in the Puerto Rican town of Canovanas. And this town was where about 150 animals and pets, livestock included, were killed. In 1995, the same year, is when the Puerto Rican comedian Silverio Perez was credited with coining the term chupacabras, which is kind of iconic that like a comedian was the one that coined the term. Like, it's literally on his Wikipedia page. He is the coiner of the term. Can I coin a term for like a cryptid? That'd be cool. But shortly after these reports in Puerto Rico, other reports and incidents started being reported. These incidents were reported in countries such as Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, Peru, and the United States. For some reason, someone reported one in Russia, but we're just gonna ignore that one for now. Most of them were in Latin America. Now, although the sightings were concentrated in those places, some of the sightings even reached as far north in the United States as Maine and as far south as Chile. However, all these sightings have mostly been anecdotal with no evidence or their photos, but the photos were disproved and just, you know, people were taking pictures of dogs with mange. But if you've never seen mange yourself, if you've never been to like an animal shelter in the middle of nowhere in Maryland like I have, I'll explain what mange is. Mange is this really disgusting skin disease caused by mites, like a parasitic infection. It causes severe itching, hair loss in a dog. If it gets really severe, the dog could literally lose all of its hair. It could cause lesions and wounds and skin bumps and lumps and just not really look like a dog, like a normal dog. Now, many domestic animals and poultry were killed in a suspicious manner similar to those chupacabra attacks that were reported once before in Puerto Rico. And several people reported that they had actually seen chupacabras with their naked eye. However, forensic experts opined that street dogs were probably responsible for mass killing of domestic animals and poultry after studying the remnants of a corpse. In October of 2019, a video recorded by Mundo OVNI showed the results of a supposed attack on chickens in the Seburuquillo sector of Lares, Puerto Rico. I'm so sorry that I did not pronounce that correctly. I already know. So now that we've covered the first sightings and many other supposed sightings of the chupacabra, and right off the bat, I think a lot of these people are literally just seeing really sick dogs, like infested with these mites, these parasitic mites, mange. Now we're going to look at some of the photos that people have submitted on Reddit. But before that, I did really want to get into one expert's idea, opinions of the chupacabra, because I want to give it that, okay? I want to really know, are chupacabras real or not? Now, author Benjamin Radford wrote a book called Tracking the Chupacabra, The Vampire Beast in Fact, Fiction, and Folklore, and this was about his five-year journey investigating the chupacabra himself. Now, let's talk about dedication, okay? Like, when I dedicate myself to something, you know, I spend like a week, maybe. Five-year journey dedicating yourself to a chupacabra? Something that might not even be real? Like, that's dedication. But anyways, in his book, he concluded that the description given by the original eyewitness in Puerto Rico, aka Madeline, who we talked about before, was actually based on the creature in Sill, the 1995 science fiction horror film Species. So he points out that this creature is nearly identical to what Tolentino's Chupacabra eyewitness account, and apparently she had actually even seen the movie before her report, so he thinks, you know, maybe things got a little bit scrambled in her brain. Her quote about the creature was, "It was a creature that looked like the Chupacabra with spines on its back and all. The resemblance to the Chupacabra was really impressive." Radford revealed that Tolentino believed that the creatures and events she saw in Species were happening in reality in Puerto Rico at the time, and therefore concludes that most important Chupacabra description cannot even be trusted. Radford believes that this seriously undermines the credibility of the chupacabra as a real animal, and he also points out that the reports were actually never even confirmed by a necropsy, which would be the only way to conclude that the animal was in fact drained of blood. And Radford pointed out that the chupacabra has two different categories of reports, those from Puerto Rico, where animals were attacked and it is supposed that their blood was extracted, and the reports in the United States of mammals, mostly dogs and coyotes with mange, that people call, quote, chupacabra due to their unusual appearance. Now, in late October of 2010, a biologist from University of Michigan named Barry O'Connor concluded that all of the chupacabra reports in the United States were simply coyotes infected with the parasite Sarcoptes scabies, whose symptoms would explain most of the features of the chupacabra. They would be left with little fur, thickened skin, and a rank odor, which I just hate that term, rank odor, gross. Now, although several witnesses came to the conclusion that the attacks could no way be done by a dog or a rabid coyote or whatever, pointing out they had not eaten the victim, so it must mean, you know, that they couldn't have done it, the conclusion is apparently incorrect. Both dogs and coyotes can actually kill and not actually consume the prey. Either because they are inexperienced or due to injury, the prey can survive the attack and wander off to another location. Now, with all of that being said, I did want to show a few chupacabra photos from Reddit, specifically from the Reddit forum Chupacabra, and these are the top of all time. Like, I sorted it to get you the good ones, okay? Now, this one, someone wrote, definitely a chupacabra. And you can see it running around. It definitely looks a little weird. Like, that's kind of sad, actually. And the comments are, that's a very ill cat suffering from severe mange and starvation, sadly. Okay, well, maybe not a chupacabra. Now, here's another one. Not sure what this was, but kind of looks like a chupacabra to me. Ooh, now I think that is very severe mange, unfortunately. But, hey, I guess. Someone said, it's a fox with mange. Okay. Not really getting anywhere here. Now, this was spotted in the oil fields of West Texas, Martin County. Again, could be mistaken for like a mangy dog or a mangy coyote. Definitely really sad. Most of these photos are just sick dogs with mange, sadly. Okay, well, anyway, I don't think I believe in the, you know, chupacabra dog version. Maybe the alien reptilian one, though I haven't seen any photos of it. But it is interesting that, like, it started in the 70s. It had this whole mocha vampire legend-esque to it. But, yeah, I don't know what to say. Comment down below what you think about the El Chupacabra. And comment if you want more cryptid videos. What cryptid specifically would you want to hear me talk about, if you do even want that? Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching this video. And I hope to see you guys next time. You're on Cauldron Capsule, baby.